is RSB and the Update, episode 250, recorded Friday, April 2nd, 2010. Extreme Warehouse Management. Hello, everybody. It's a slightly smaller panel than we had expected here, partially due to technological issues with little magnetic devices that transfer sound waves from your mouth into electric signals for you to hear, aka Trekkie's problem, and Paul heading off to another state. So as that result, King Kala is here.
I'm still here, yay.
And of course, the much-loved little Chiefy Kids, aka Brad 2.
Bonjour.
Yeah.
Otherwise known as the Fairy Princess Brad 2. More on that later.
Yes.
More on that later? What? Okay.
Yeah, there's a question that refers to you as the Fairy Princess.
Oh, it does? I clearly haven't read these properly.
But anyways, you were speaking in French.
One word.
Yeah, but before you were doing the update in French. So, you want to enlighten us about what the French Easter Bunny, Easter EBJ, Easter Bunny Jr.
EBJ,
is saying this year?
Yeah, I don't know. There's not really a lot that I can shed light on. I'm only halfway through the subject, and I'm still doing it right now.
That's because he did it in French.
Yeah, that's the only reason, of course. I'm currently talking to, I don't know how to pronounce bird, Louis.
Isn't it Avion?
It's just Wazo.
Avion? Isn't that bird?
Oh, that's a plane.
Oh,
it's a bird,
okay.
It's a plane, it's...
What is? Okay, yeah, anyway. Basically, it's sort of like last year, as far as I remember it. You just go down the rabbit hole, talk to the Easter Bunny Jr., and he needs you to fix his factory, essentially. So you go clean some things from his, oh, I don't know, one of these machines.
Oven?
The oven, that's what it's called. It's called Le Four in French. I didn't realize what it was. But anyway, and then you go to, you have to mix some colors for some toppings.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the dyes. That part's fun, you know, because people aren't even sure what colors mix what, you know, but I learned that in, like, grade 2, or grade 1 even.
Yeah, it kind of goes without saying. Yeah. But just because I don't know what the color vermilion is. Get out.
It's like
I just done it and ended my conversation with the bird.
It's like a vermilion is like a yellow-green, you know?
Yellow-green?
Yeah.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it is.
I don't think so.
It's like ready orange.
Well, then what's that yellow-green one that I saw on the color wheel?
Oh,
chartreuse.
Yeah, vermilion, when found naturally occurring, is an opaque orangish-red pigment.
Okay. That's nice to know.
Thank you, Wikipedia.
Okay, so after the color wheel and the dyes and stuff?
I haven't quite got there. Well, I mean, you'd go back to the bunny and then you come back to this bird and you have to convince the bird that he's not worthless. The bird is basically an emo, I think.
Yeah.
Well, that's the impression I get in French.
Yeah, that's pretty much true. And the part before that is you have to reject... You have to reject certain pieces, you know. Anything that's not a peanut or a chocolate, you push off to the side. Such things include, like, screws, broken nuts, Bando statues.
Oh, right, yeah. I left that out.
Did you get any Bando statues?
Yeah, I got heaps of them.
Yeah, so. Then, of course, after you do that thing that you're doing, convincing the bird that he's fine, you have to train the squirrels, the squirrel workers. I don't exactly know where squirrels come in, you know?
I don't know. I think I just finished with the birds, so I have to do that now.
Okay. Then after the squirrels, you just have to manage the factory and produce the goods to be delivered.
So, yep. So much more to do.
You know, it's definitely an interesting Easter event in terms of working in relation to kind of issuing the general sentiment that people are that there's everybody has a worth and that everybody is useful for something, you know. And then it also goes on to say that basically Easter can be celebrated in many, many different ways. So I think yes. That's what they're trying to teach with this. Based on, they were talking about, like, different religions or something, I think. Was that what they were talking about? Religions in different cultures?
I think so. But they didn't really give you any specifics.
Yeah, that's what they were alluding to, right? Because there's the elf, the human, and the goblin. So, yeah. Okay.
I don't think there wasn't an elf, was there?
Yeah, there was.
There was a strange courier, which, like, this blonde-haired dude, and then
yeah,
there's
that's an elf.
Yeah, that's
it. Oh, right. See, this would help if I'd actually been to the elf lands once in my lifetime.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's pretty much all there is to it. Oh, the factory management part. Call it like that, so he can explain it.
Oh, yeah, you basically hire workers, and you hire them by using resources, and you start off with 6. And what you do is you set workers to either 3 of the resource-producing parts, I guess, nuts, chocolate, or fruit. And then two of the 3 creates either a fruit cake, a tangy egg bread, or the nutty eggs. And you basically set workers to each one. You end the turn, and then if an oven or something like that breaks, then you set workers to do that. So basically you have to get seven
of each
finished product in as few turns as possible and with the least amount of workers possible, and that'll give you a good high score.
Yeah, there can also be accidents that happen with the workers, you know, like they can get hurt, you know.
Yeah, or you can find extra resources, or something can happen and it'll take resources away, or random events, kind of.
How many turns did you use?
I took 8 turns.
Oh, okay, I took 10.
Yeah, I took 8 turns with, I think it was 9 workers.
I hired 10 workers.
Yeah, because it takes an extra resource away for each 5 that you have. I thought that 9 would be good because then it'd only take away 1. Whereas with 10, it would take away 2 each turn, which that's probably why you needed 10 turns to do
mm-hmm.
it.
And I didn't read the thing before I was doing it. I was just randomly clicking, so.
I don't think anyone read these ones very much.
Yeah,
it's kind of simple, the pictures and stuff, so.
Yeah, there's not much else to it. It's basically, it uses the same area as before. And JX kind of did admit that, we did reuse this, and things that are reused can actually be good. So they did admit that they did reuse most of the models and stuff. So good on them for that.
But honestly,
rewards?
I don't think I found it as fun as the last year's.
No, this one seemed more repetitive and more like a chore, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, Chief, what do you think?
Yeah, well, I tend to find most of them repetitive and like chores nowadays. I don't really think they're that interesting.
Okay.
But I mean, the good part of last year's was the dialogue. And this one, they did have a few funny things where Charlie's straight out of the movie Braveheart, and some of the squirrels are talking with Cockney rhyming slang. But a lot of the other stuff isn't really that interesting.
I suppose I didn't get that because I'm in the French version. But
yeah. That would make sense.
Maybe you have to be French to fully get it. Maybe they, like, substitute the humor and give it, like, French humor or something.
Maybe, that'd
although,
be interesting.
Yeah, although the, it's not gay enough was kind of... I think that did it for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that is funny.
The squirrel at one point, he says, take a butcher's at this, which is rhyming slang for look, right? Butcher's hook look.
No, I don't get that.
Well, what they do is they substitute a word for another word, and then that word will rhyme with another with the word that you were intending on using. And this is that way you can speak in completely differently from what anyone else will notice. And basically, the Cockney part of England, I guess, they invented this so outsiders wouldn't know what they were talking about.
Yeah, that's good. Oh, I just got a problem with my leg. I'm okay now.
That's good.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's just started having a really sharp pain. I don't know what from, but rewards, you do get squirrel ears.
Ooh.
Which will give an access to summoning Charlie the Squirrel and Fluffy once every 30 minutes. And then, quite strangely, after you get that, you start juggling squirrels.
Yeah.
Which is kind of disturbing, you know? I think, at least, because who juggles live animals?
Well, I looked at the actual action that you do, but it doesn't really look like you're juggling. They're just, hopping around on your shoulders and
passing
arms.
It from hand to hand. You know, that's another thing they took, remember, from the Eek the Spider?
Yeah.
So.
That is a good point. I didn't notice that.
Then, you also unlock last year's emote and the bunny hop emote.
If you hadn't already done them.
Yeah, so, ratings? Let's try and be as kind as we can, maybe? I don't know.
Why? Why do we need to be kind to them?
I don't know. 2
I mean,
for me?
I'd say 2 as well. They reuse too much, I think.
Yeah.
There were some little funny things here and there, but... Eh.
Yeah?
Oh, sorry, I think I finished this thing, and I had no idea what I was doing. I was just bluffing it all the way through. That was amazing.
The management thing?
Yeah, if it actually works. But I don't know what I'm doing anymore. I'm not reading any of this chat.
So, rating out of 5?
Cool. He gave me something. I think I finished it.
No, you gotta go deliver those now.
Oh, damn it. Yep, the Easter Bunny gives you a map and a delivery box. Fantastic. Oh well, hang on, what's the reward again? You've just talked about this, but I wasn't listening.
The squirrel ears.
Squirrel ears, is that it? Oh, and the juggle emote.
Yeah.
Okay, that's rather boring. What are your ratings?
We already said 2.
Oh, damn it. I'll give it a 2 as well, then.
Okay. Pay attention. Less mind on the French, more mind on our voices.
He already said he wasn't reading them.
What were you doing then?
I was sort of somewhere in between.
Okay. Anyway, so yes, 2's across the board. 2's across the board.
Yeah.
Let's just hope that Halloween is better, maybe.
Yeah.
Just a real letdown, you know? I don't know. And how do you get these workers to produce nuts and chocolate and fruit? Because that was in the back of my mind, because chocolate requires cocoa beans, nuts require them to be grown, and fruits need to be grown.
Yeah, it's a game, Shane.
Well, then you should have to go farm the nuts, farm the cocoa beans, and farm the fruit.
Or perhaps they just have crates of them all around the room.
Yeah, they did.
They actually do.
But then, because of that, then why do they need workers to, quote, produce them?
But they've got to make it doable for free players.
They have to produce them from the crates.
I'd like that kind of job, going opening out crates and taking them somewhere else in the room, you know?
I believe they call that warehouse work.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, but...
Why didn't they title this warehouse work then? What's the name anyways? Oh, Extreme Management.
Yeah.
Yeah, they should have titled it like something like warehouse work, you know? But anyways.
So that would sound mundane. They've got to at least get people interested.
What's the title in French?
I'm not sure. I didn't see it. Does it say, like, in the
oh, yeah, it'll say on the
something?
Website.
Oh, yeah.
Hang on.
Yeah, same thing. Management Officesse. I don't know how to pronounce that, but...
Hey, this is neat.
I suppose it translates the same thing.
This page is in French. Would you like to translate it? Google Chrome asked me.
Shane, I think it's rather funny that you actually were complaining about how unrealistic it was when it's an event about the Easter Bunny.
Good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Do any of you guys have an Easter Bunny? Like a bunny, you know?
I used to have a couple bunnies.
What happened to them?
One of them escaped. And the other one just died of old age, unfortunately.
Okay, so like the dog didn't eat it or anything.
Oh, no.
Well, that's good then. Okay.
No, it's maybe not that... good.
I meant good that the dog didn't eat it.
There's actually a real rabbit problem out at the university. They've just been breeding like crazy out there, and they're saying
they do that, actually, don't they?
Yeah. But it's quite funny though, because they're digging holes everywhere in the fields, and when the track and field go out for the runs, they fall in the holes. Believe it or not, this is one of Victoria's biggest problems: rapid overpopulation.
So are they like just like exterminating them, or? What? Relocating them, or?
Well, I don't know what they're going to do with them, but they had a debate about that.
that went really off the track here. I don't know how we got from the game to rabbit problems, but yeah.
Easter.
Yes. If you have any tips on handling rabbit problems, send them to King Kulla, and he'll forward them to the right authorities.
I'll pass them on to my MP.
Okay. Chief, you're typing.
I'm sorry about that. I will stop now.
Okay, good. In other news, as promised, the Dark Bow can now be recolored. Stop by Barbarian Assault and talk to the Commander... Commander Conad to get yours changed. Mm-hmm. Not that we care about that, but anyways, there you go. The RuneScape Theme Park... Okay, which of you guys thought this was real when you read it?
No.
I think it's... No.
You sure?
Pretty obvious.
Okay. Yeah, basically, they say that they're opening up a theme park. People have spotted it on Google Maps near the Jagex offices, and they got a full map of where it would be and everything, you know? They go on to say that we wouldn't ask your help without giving something in return, so please click the image below to view the RuneScape wet and wieldy visitor map, hot off the press. We can also access a blog off the bottom right of the RuneScape page, which gives more insight into how such a huge endeavor was tackled and brought to life, written by Maud Pauperson, our wet and wieldy project coordinator.
It's amazing how many puns they managed to stuff into this picture.
Why? Like what? Fun bridge?
Feel teacups and sorcerers. Feel the wind surge around your face as you take a spin in the teacups. You might even feel your bones turning to peaches. Like, there's so many RuneScape things in here that if you just look at them, it's actually kind of funny.
And there's three parking lots. There's the Saradomin parking lot, the Guthix parking lot, and the Zamorak parking lot.
Yeah.
What else is there? Mary Tanya? Gnomecopter tours. Cullinomancer's kitchen. Pirates of Mos La Harmless.
Anyways, I laughed at missing my mummy.
Oh. Yeah, that was...
Lost
that was
a parent? Make your way to one of these kiosks.
That was a quest, you know?
Yeah,
missing my mummy. Did you do it?
That's... No. No one... Okay. Maybe I did. Yeah, I think I did, actually.
Okay. Huh. Right, there's also something else in here I wanted to highlight. Oh, yes, it's opening in the fifth quarter of 2010.
Fifth quarter.
Yeah, that was what I pointed out to you. Because that was pretty much the only joke I got, and I didn't see anything else.
Oh, you completed it in French. Felicitations.
Yes, I have done it. Merci. Merci.
Okay, and they say that... but that is the rummaging in the cellars in the past. All guests now get a fun pack with overnight bag and cattle prod. Having met most of our safety requirements, we've been given a green light by the UK Parks Commission and are ready to open at the end of the year. You will all get your chance to flume down Baxterian Falls, experience the world of Chaos Elemental in 13 separate dimensions, and even change your sister into a brother at the Makeover Mage face paint stall.
Face plant.
I'm sorry. Any of you guys want to change your brother or sister or sister or brother into a brother or a sister?
Intriguing, but probably not.
Okay. Chief, what about you?
Any day, yes.
Okay. Send him there.
Okay.
I think that line's my favorite line of this one. I don't know why. Just the fact that it's like the Makeover Mage to a face painting service. Ah, yes. Okay. So that's that. And then moving on, they also had a poll on the same subject matter, which we'll do before the tweaks and fixes. It's really quite hilarious. You guys got the poll up?
Oh, damn it. Where's the poll?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Okay, well, I'll just rattle off the tweaks and fixes firstly. Not that much this week, aside from a few little fish flingers things, but the most important one is that it will now say your fishing tackle and competition history cards will now both tell you until how long it is until the next game begins. Which is something that I am overjoyed about, because you would have to keep checking back and forth last week when the event would start, and it was really annoying. So it makes it slightly more bearable. And if anybody is slightly concerned about this next one, the target dummies in Lumbridge are now only useful to those with a low combat level. So that means we can't go beat up on the dummies anymore.
I didn't think you could do that anyways.
It was just the Varrock ones that were restricted. The Lumbridge ones were always open.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I didn't even know there were Lumbridge ones.
Yeah. So, anyways, that's all for tweaks and fixes this week, aside from the little dark bow thing.
Or as Paul calls them, dork bows.
Yeah, I think they're the double-barreled shotgun of RuneScape, you know? Anyways.
On to the
question
poll.
One. How much would you be willing to pay to visit RuneScape Wed and Wildy? 32% say 4 unstrung short bows and 3 burnt fish. $1, 20%. 3.5 million GP, 18%. All my relatives and their friends, 12%. I can't go. I have to wash my hair, 11%. And 7% say my left ear.
Or their left ear.
Yes, that's right. Not mine. But, yeah. What would you guys be willing to pay to go to this?
I don't know. I can't go. I have to go wash my hair.
Okay. I said 3.5 million GP. What about you, Chief?
Yeah, I have to agree with Keller.
Okay. We have room for one more ride. Which of these would you most like to see in the park? Melzor's Maze, a maze For all the family, avoid the lesser demon in the center, 21%. Rafflecopters, woot, lol, I can see my house from here. Windsors, 19%. Party
well done, Jiggix.
Party room. Prizes to be won in the party room. Duck if you see the LCD TV, 14%. None of them. These rides make me want to throw up. Throw myself off White Wolf Mountain, I'm sorry. Oh,
sad.
13%. Menagerie petting zoo, cuddle a phoenix and stroke an abyssal minion, 6%. Spinach roll.
Roller coaster.
Oh, I see. A rare experience that's both exciting and full of vitamin K. What the heck's vitamin K?
I think that's the idea.
5%. Gothic seesaw. The seesaw that always stays balanced. The excitement never stops. 5%. Evil Dave's crash of untold horrors. Leave your tots to ride balloon Hellcats and swim in stew. 4%. Cook's assisting a crazy golf. Use your golf ball to pass through a windmill and milk an actual cow. 3%. Bert's surprise sand pit. Make sandcastles and find surprises in the sand. 3%. Okay. So what'd you guys vote for?
I voted for Rafflecopters. I have to hand it to them. That was good. Whoever came up with this. No, I'm not doing that. I'm going to do none of them. These rides make me want to throw myself off White Wolf Mountain.
Okay. Kala?
I went for Party Pete's Party Room. I mean, LCD TV, we could use that.
But the idea is it's falling from the sky, you know, and it's going to...
Yeah, exactly. Like, you could catch it.
Ah. I don't think so.
Well, if it's flat screen...
But it's in a big box, you know?
Yeah, that might be a bit injurious.
Injurious?
No, you'll be fine.
I said Cook's assistant's crazy golf. Because I like golf.
Because you want to milk an actual cow.
No, forget about that part. I don't know where the milk an actual cow comes from on that. Anyone?
Because you have to do that for Cook's assistant, remember?
Oh, right. That's right. Right, okay.
In fact, I think that's losing just because people hate Cook's assistant.
It was a good quest. Anyways, call the next one.
Which character would you most like to see in the park? Wise Old Man is currently winning with 11%.
It's Corporeal. A big tie.
Yeah. Well, it has more votes. Corporeal Beast, also with 11%. Jad, with also 11%. Bob, with 11%. Andrew Gower, with 11%. The KBD, with 10%. And Leroy Jenkins, with 9%. I would rather not meet any of them. They scare me, with 8%. Mod MMG, with 6%. And General Grardor, with 5%.
Okay,
What did you guys choose?
I said the general.
Aw. I went with Leroy Jenkins. <Just 'cause. laughs> It's funny that they put a WoW thing in there.
Yeah, that's true. The very fact that it's WoW related. Otherwise, I didn't really get that. I didn't even know what Leroy Jenkins was.
Oh.
And Earth had to show me. I'm sorry if I disappointed you.
Yeah.
I didn't know who it is now.
Okay, that's good.
But now you know.
Now I know. So for the very fact that it is WoW related, I would have to vote for that.
Yeah, the Leroy Jenkins video on YouTube has 15 million views. Almost 16 million.
I didn't even think it was funny, but
really?
Still.
I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, I guess it's that you've never experienced, like, a suicidal person like that, you know? I've seen the same thing on an RTS when someone would go into, like, an enemy base thinking they could take him out, but no. I got obliterated. So it's sort of the same thing. Anyway, sorry. Chief, yeah. Last question.
What plush toys would you like to buy in the Wet and Wildy gift shops? I need to vote on this so that I can actually see the results. Hang on.
I still want my farming guy. He's not on here.
Oh, I think next best is probably cabbages. Okay, here we are. I would buy them all if they were full of sweets and RuneScape XP, 41%. God Wars bosses, 19%. Dragon kites, 8%. Cabbages, 7%. Oh, look at that, Shane. People do like farming after all. No, not really. Penguins in barrels, 6%. Implings, 4%. Phoenix egglings, 3%. Rune guardians, 3%. Tinderboxes, 3%. And purple cats, 2%.
I voted God Wars bosses.
Oh, I voted cabbages.
Hello?
I think I voted for God Wars bosses as well.
That was great fun, wasn't it? But Wet and Wildy, like, what's with the name?
Like, Wet and Wild.
Okay, I get it.
So, Wet and Wildy.
Okay. Okay, then. I'm done with those, unless anybody else has anything.
Nope. All done.
Okay. We should move on to questions now. We got three audio questions this week. First one's from Nike Bala.
To this week's host of RS Community Update, do you have any interesting April Fools or prank stories from your life that you would like to tell? Also, what is your favorite B&B prank that has gone on in the past? For Shane, the most fun to think up and do, and for Chief and Cola, the one you enjoyed the most. For me, it would be the year that Brad Woodward pretended to get mad at Shane and leave the site. On that note, Chief, since you are the new co-host, do you think you could do an acting job like Brad and like the other Brad and be extremely mad at Shane and storm out? Thanks, NikeBala435.
So, from the top, anybody have any favorite real-life April Fool stuff they want to talk about that's ever been pulled on you?
My mom once convinced me that it was snowing. Until I looked out the window and it wasn't.
Okay.
That's the only time I've really been fooled on April Fools. But I think it was because I was half asleep at the time.
Okay.
Well, in real life.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Chief?
He used that as an excuse. I'm not really sure. Nothing has been pulled on me that I can remember that is significant. But I know there was one guy I knew last year, or the year before, I can't remember. Yeah, the year before last, was in a few of my classes. And in every class that I was in with him in school, he plugged in, before the teacher got to class, he would plug in a little, one of those Logitech Nano wireless receivers into the teacher's computer, and then he had his little mobile wireless mouse in his pocket. And so while the teacher was trying to sort of, you know, they go through the roll on the computer and they're trying to click word present or something, he would move the mouse and so their cursor hits out of class or something, and the teacher's going, what the hell, the whole lesson. And so, yeah, they had no idea what was going on. It was amazing because everyone else knew because he did it in several classes. That worked really well, and it's probably the best, most well done joke that anyone's ever pulled off.
Okay.
Take a deep breath.
Deep breaths, Shane.
Okay.
That was
anything
pretty
else?
Good.
Yeah, that was. Ooh. I can't think of anything. Yeah, you know, I don't know whether it's that I'm good at detecting these things or the people around me aren't good at making them, but once my dad tried to say, this was during the early days of the Iraq War, he tried to say that they were using the Hubble Space Telescope to find Saddam Hussein. I kept right.
I can't think of any others, really.
Yeah, so I think Chief's Mouse one definitely takes the award here.
Yeah.
Okay. What was the second part? I forget. Oh, favorite RSBNB one. My favorite RSBNB one is definitely the one with the pictures where the staff's pictures appeared on the website.
Yeah. That was really, really funny.
You can tell what happened.
No, tell you can tell. Happened. I'm sure you can do more justice to it than I do.
No, you were the victim.
Yeah. Well, I saw it, and in shock, I fell over. Off the chair in my head. It hurt for weeks.
Because
I think this is Shane's crowning moment in April Fool's history.
It was. Because yeah. What happened was it was the staff, of course, and a few other people. Basically, when you came to the forums, what did it say? Something like, here's our featured member for the week, and showed a picture of you.
Yeah.
But the thing was that you only saw your picture.
Yeah. That was pretty good, actually.
So... yeah, we, Mike and I quite enjoyed pulling that one off.
Yeah, and it's funny because everyone got mad at you when one got mad at Mike for it.
As usual.
Also, there's this year's that I quite liked. It worked perfectly, you know, with the diversion away from the entertainer rank onto the entertainer rank, so... for those of you guys who aren't on the forums, if you're not, you should be, forums.rsbnb.com. What we did this year, I think the second week of March, Southron started a competition for the humorous entertainers of RSBNB. You'd have 2 weeks or whatever to submit your application, and the community would vote on it. So voting ended last few days ago, and then on the first, we gave them everybody their entertainer rank, which turned out to be the April Fool's rank. And the site prefect and the post count removal was just a diversion to make the other two, make the entertainer one seem more real.
Yeah.
And
I think site prefect was a bit overkill. Removing the post count was semi believable. I think you should have just done the removing the post count so that people would have been slightly more confused as to which was the joke. But, you know...
Yeah, maybe.
It was quite cool this year, just the number of things that you did. So it worked out cool anyway.
Schwa thought we were turning into Hogwarts.
Yeah. That was funny.
Anyways. So, yeah, that's my favorite. Which one of our April Fools is your guys' favorites?
I'd have to say the mod show where everyone stayed quiet and you all thought we left. But then someone's phone kept ringing off. I think it was Dan's. And, and you're like, what? Who's there? Is anybody there?
Yeah, that's episode 41 if anyone's interested.
Yeah. I think that would be my favorite. In fact, it was so lame, but it still worked for some reason. You still didn't know where we were, even though there was someone, like, giggling in the background, and the phone was going off.
Were you two both here the year the mods left?
Yes, I remember that one, yeah.
Was that 2007?
I don't know.
I don't remember any of the years.
I don't think I was there at the time.
Yeah, all the mods started leaving and everything.
Yeah, dude, I heard about it. That was pretty funny, too.
So, yeah. Thank you, Nike Bola. Next one is from... where's the... Peter Reaper. I think that's how you say his name.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, guys. It's Peter Reaper here.
I was just wondering how you guys get your money, if you have a job, or if you just get it from your parents, like as kind of pocket money. Personally, I get pocket money, but as you guys are a bit older, I was just wondering about you. So, yeah. Okay, bye guys.
Thank you, Peter. Oh, no one's going first? Okay. Well, as you guys probably have gathered, I don't have a job. So most money comes from Christmases and birthdays and that sort of thing. But if it's something for, say, anything less than $10, we have a little change bin in the cupboard that has a whole bunch of change in it. Pretty much just coins, so you just take from there if you need something small.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I think it got rolled away a few months ago, and there's like $250 in there. So it's going to build up again.
Of change?
Yeah.
What the?
Wow.
Yeah. Because, like, if somebody goes out to buy something, like, you know, like just something small, you know, the change gets put in the change bucket thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Paula?
Well, I don't really spend that much money, but the money that I do spend, I've gotten it from scholarships for our school, but yeah, I'm looking for a job definitely after the semester ends in a few weeks, so yeah, but no, I don't really spend too much either, so I don't really need that much money per se, but yeah, I do have some in my bank account still from before, but yeah.
Did you rob the bank to get that?
Oh, no. That would be too suicidal.
Okay, Chief.
Too much like Leroy Jenkins.
I am... Yeah, I probably get most of my money just from my parents and from birthdays, Christmases, stuff like that. And... But I also have I don't officially have a job, but every sort of holidays, I do some work at a local design place for, you know, print purposes and stuff like that. I don't
can
know
you
if
print your own money?
Better than I can.
So that's what it sounded like. It sounded like you were saying you design the money, then print it.
No, I just design, you know, things like brochures and flyers and calendars and books.
Okay. I think that. People probably get that because that's your element, you know.
Yeah. Whereas it's a really really good job for someone like me. Yep. So that's probably how I get most of my money.
Okay. Thank you.
I don't think I'm going to be working there these holidays. Just
thank
because
you, Peter.
Of how much stuff I've got on at school. But yes.
Next one is from Parkerman99. I'm sorry.
Hello, hosts Shane and Cheese Snake. I just had a couple of questions for you guys. First, I see guys like Paul and Sutherland getting clues almost every day. I was just wondering what is the best way to get clues. Also, Shane, I am starting to learn JavaScript, and I was just wondering if you could recommend any books or websites for me. For both of you, I want to level up my farming, and I was just wondering what a good way for that would be. I'm currently level 13. Alright, thanks. Your listener, Parkourman99.
Okay. So the first part.
What was the first part again? Sorry, short attention span.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Me too. I thought I was listening to it.
Okay. Oh my god.
I was though. I got the part about farming and JavaScript.
Color, can you save us?
Oh yet? God. What was the first part? Oh my goodness. Oh, clues. Where do you get
clues? Oh, right.
Yes. How did we miss that?
I don't know.
Paul and Sothra and getting clues every day. How do you get?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, why this is, Chief? It's because me and you are so focused on farming, our attention automatically went there.
That's probably why. That's so sad.
Sorry.
And I think it was because my attention went, I can't really answer any of these questions, so I'll just... No, but clues. Clues.
I used to like jellies for clues.
Yeah, jellies are good. I think I used to kill those as well.
Yeah.
If not just generally from Slayer, then jellies are really good.
Yeah, if you're not doing Slayer, then just jellies.
Yeah. Yep.
They're like, what, 78? I think they're the lowest thing to drop level 3 clues. So, definitely worth the investment to go there. And given that they are a Slayer monster, they're not going to be that busy. So, yeah, definitely jellies, I think, for that. Mm-hmm. Or just Slayer. Mm-hmm. But farming?
JavaScript next.
Yes, farming.
Yeah, stop focusing on farming.
Yeah, farming. The how to farm videos at youtube.com/rsbmbstaff. There you go.
Continue with farming anyway. Okay.
Yes. But it's really all there, you know?
Those videos, I think you need at least level 15 for oak trees. Level 15 farming for oak trees. So until, I mean, you basically have to just keep doing anything you can until 15. But it doesn't take that long to get there if you... do a few chain farming runs.
Hour or two or so.
Yeah,
no more than that.
You sort of just have to bear with it.
Farming is a skill that comes naturally to you, you know? Like, one day it will be a big mystery, then the next day it'll just be natural. It'll feel like it's a part of you.
That's really what happens. You have to sort of focus on it. But, while you're getting to 15, just keep in mind, it's like, as soon as you get to 15... you're going to be sweet. You just will never have to worry about it again. So just keep going until you get there, and then watch our How to Farm videos on the RSBNB staff YouTube channel.
And we talked about this last week, going on farming runs, and I still haven't gone on a tree farming
run. We probably talk about it like most weeks, but I'm not going to complain about that. I don't know about you.
I think he said his level was like 13 or something, so if you start on tomatoes, that way you'll be able to get the tomatoes for oak trees, and you pay for farmer. If you start on oak trees, that'll work.
I didn't know that you have to pay tomatoes for oak trees.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Have to pay for oak tree. You have to pay for oak tree.
It's apples.
Not for oak trees.
Yeah,
it's
it
tomatoes.
Is.
It's tomatoes.
It's apples.
Trees. Apples are for willows.
It's tomatoes for oak trees. It's apples for willows.
Okay, that's right.
Trust me, I just did these a little while ago.
Yeah, and you got like... what is it, 50 or 60 farming in one month?
Something like that, yeah.
You're on track to get 99.
So, yeah, listen to Color, because he knows what he's talking about.
Oh, no, tomatoes would be the best thing to start off with, and do that in conjunction with oak trees, and you'll be able to not spend too much money. That should work.
Color's another indoctrinated member of the farming culture.
Not really. I just know the lower level stuff. There we are.
But okay. And JavaScript, your best bet for JavaScript is actually web tutorials, and don't use Internet Explorer for JavaScript developing. That's just painful.
Oh God, no!
You really ought to be using Firefox for that, because the JavaScript in Internet Explorer is just horrendously bad. And once you have a basic grasp of JavaScript, you should learn something like one of the toolkits, like jQuery. That's my favorite, because it takes JavaScript and all the little oddities about it and puts a nice little wrapper on it, so it behaves the same in any browser, whatever you're in. So, yeah. But just Google for JavaScript tutorials and stuff like that, and then jQuery after that. But if you're really wanting to actually get into actual programming, take a look at Java. Not JavaScript for actual programming, but JavaScript's perfectly fine for web programming, because everything is written in that now, you know. Your Gmail, your Live Mail, RSBNB, stuff like that. So, thank you. Thank you, Barker Man. Chief,
What? Am I taking the question? Yes, dear Shane and Chief Snake and Colour, have you ever found yourself sitting in class finished all of your work while other people are still doing theirs for extended periods of time? Do you like this? Personally, I have sat the past three English classes doing absolutely nothing. I hate it when this happens. It just seems to drag the class on and on. Cheers to 250 and have a good Friday. A good Friday. From Kyle 3285.
Good Friday.
Yeah, I suppose, like every lesson in my computers class, if that counts. I'm kind of okay with that, though, because I just, you know, tinker around in Visual Basic or something.
Oh, you don't go to sleep?
No, or I do my, any other classwork that I have, because it's basically computers is my study period, since I didn't take one.
Okay.
It's just a chance for me to do anything I need to.
I used to have this same problem in pretty much every class, so it did get rather annoying. But yeah, just work on other stuff, unless there's something else that needs priority. But of course, we don't get work time anymore in this day and age.
Colin? Yeah. This used to happen to me in high school when I had finished all of my homework then, like the night before, and then you had a work period to do it in class the next day, which was really annoying. But
because they said the homework was due, but the class didn't get it done, so it became a work period.
Yeah, but I've noticed in college you don't actually do work in class; you do it at home. You actually, you either get the lectures, they talk a lot, you take notes. Or you just have a discussion or that sort of thing. So, and if you don't have anything to do in the class, you just leave. So, I mean, attendance isn't really monitored after.
Yeah, that's right.
So, if you don't have a reason to be there, you don't need to. Whereas in high school, they'd do all the call your parents sort of thing. What was really funny for my high school is they'd actually have an automated thing. So if that would automatically do it at a certain time. So if you stayed by the phone and you missed a day, you'd just pick it up. Hello, your son or daughter has missed one class today.
Wow.
Yeah, they do that here too. That's so cool.
I think one of the times that happened to me, like on accident, and it was during dinner and everyone was there, and I just kept saying hello. Hello? Hello? Nope, no one's there. But yeah, I don't really sit in class being bored. Sometimes I read if I have anything else to do.
Okay.
But thanks, and you have a good Friday too, Kyle. Thanks,
Kyle. 3285. Next one. Dear Shane, Chief, and Kola, I asked this question last year to Shane and Brad Mark 1. And discovered their answers to this question, but I wonder if Chief and Kola have any interest in F1. If so, are you following the season? AQUW.
Nope. I don't really like watching race cars. But, I don't think any of my friends do either. It's just not as big of a thing up here in Canada. I don't think.
Yeah, I'm not into it either.
Oh, there you go. There's your answers for Mark 2 and Kola. Kola, next one.
Hey, Shane, Brad, and King Kula. I've probably asked this question with Brad 1, but I shall ask it again for Brad 2 and Kola. Isn't that funny? What kind of music are you into? Who is your favorite band, and do you ever go to concerts when they visit your area? Chiefy, you go first.
For a start, no, I never go to concerts. A, because I'm not into concerts, and B, because no one comes here. Although Lady Gaga came to Auckland a while ago and then people went crazy.
Oh, God.
And Paramore was in, like, Christchurch and probably a few other places. But apart from that, no, I'm not into anything like that. So I don't go to concerts. As for what music I'm into, I'm into a lot of different types of music. I've probably said that before. But I'll listen to anything from opera to, like, metal. So, you know, Il Divo to Metallica kind of thing. So,
pretty much anything, then.
Yeah, just as long as it's not rap.
Okay, what about country?
Even country, I like one band, which is country, but on the whole, I don't like it.
What about the hip-hop?
No, just no to that, full stop.
Okay. Okay. Kala?
What kind of music am I into? Mostly rock, I would say. But I'm also into a lot of other stuff, like metal that isn't screamo. Because I just can't stand that. I've also got a lot of other things, like techno music sometimes I'm into. I do like some underground rap stuff, not the mainstream stuff, because that's just, it's just spouting off meaningless things, like a lot of pop music as well. So,
yeah, true.
Yeah,
aren't
a lot
you,
of
aren't
I
you
like
the
a lot
one
of
who listens to game soundtracks.
Oh yeah, game soundtracks. I was just about to mention that. Yeah, I actually look around for good game soundtracks. So if you have any, just PM them to me on the forums.
Star Trek Online has a good soundtrack.
I'll check it out, but we'll have to see.
I got a 10-day trial too for you if you want.
Yeah. No. Anyhow, yeah, I'm into a lot of different types of music. There's some artists that I really can't stand, though. And I'm not really a big fan of country either. And for concerts, sadly, when they come to British Columbia, they usually come to Vancouver. And yeah, sometimes it's just not worthwhile going over there, because if you have to catch the ferry both ways, and then usually you'd have to stay overnight, and, you know, it gets to be quite expensive, really. And when they go to, and when they come to Victoria, usually they go to the bars. Now that I'm 19, I can go, but I haven't had a band come that I've actually wanted to go to yet, so I don't really go to concerts, but, yeah. I've gone to fiddling concerts, though. Those are really good. Fun to go to. I'm weird in that way.
See.
Okay. Anyhow, congratulations on a quarter of a century. I think he means millennium. Seems like just yesterday that MQ and company were on for episode 100. Thanks, Kenny.
It does, though. Thank you. I remember that episode.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, nice line break there, Shane.
Yeah. Oops.
I thought that was part of the same question, so I was like, Kala, what are you doing? Read the rest of it.
I guess we got an extra question now.
No worries.
Thank you, Kenny. Dear host, now that you have done 250 episodes, if you had to pick one, what was your favorite? Penn State 315.
Funny you should mention that right after the seems like just yesterday that MQ and Co. were on for episode 100. Because that was a really cool episode. I like that. And,
yeah, me too.
104, was it?
What was that?
Did that have Pika on it? I can't remember.
I don't know.
My
I can look it up. Oh, 104, did you say? Did you say
104? 104 is Shane, Brad, Mike
Pika,
and Trekkie.
Trekkie, yeah.
Yeah, that was because that was the first time that Mike was ever on, wasn't it?
No, he was on with the MQ.
Oh, he was on 100.
Oh, he was on 100. Yeah. I suppose that was the return for Trekkie, though, wasn't it? I mean, mm-hmm. Pika.
Yeah, Trekkie was supposed to be here tonight, but yeah,
microphone issues.
Yeah. Clip shows are my favorite.
Also, 106 was one of my favorites as well, I must say.
What was that?
The first episode I was on.
Okay. Kala, any favorites?
I've got a bunch of favorites. The aforementioned April Fools 2006 one, episode 41.
Yeah.
I liked the Mount Rushmore Committee 213. That one was really good. The Moon Colony one, that was
moon
also
colony,
really good.
I was just about to say that.
With everyone on. And the first one I was ever on as well, episode 14. That was really fun.
Oh, yeah. Then there is also the Trekkies one during the After Construction came out.
Episode 51 with Trekkie and Lance.
Damn, I don't have that episode.
That one's more funny in the unedited staff version.
Oh, okay.
Or the clip show for that year.
Yeah.
So those are two you can check out.
It's where Shane found out the definition to a new word.
Yeah, okay. So,
I think I'll leave it at that.
Yes. Thank you, Penn State. Chief, next, Van.
Dear Shane, Chief, King Color, and Drakey, who's not here, if you got made an offer that you could have a complete party hat set, but in exchange you had to give up your account and start out all over again on a level 3 and change your RuneScape name, would you take the offer? Thanks from Jeff, or GB Icy Touch.
Icy Touch.
I don't know if that's one name, but anyway. That's an interesting proposal.
I wouldn't personally.
I don't think I would either.
Am I allowed to sell select party hats that are in the set if I get one, I wonder?
Yeah, well, I probably would as well, because it would be a difficult trade-off.
As I just still want a white one.
I mean, a white one would cover, like, everything that I own right now, so... Quite easily.
There you go. So, I don't know... But I don't know, you look back and there's all this work you put into it, you know, getting from level 3 to 120, whatever you are. So,
not to mention 25 mil farming XP.
Oh, but that would be fun to do again, I think.
Personally, I think so. Listeners just, like, spit out what they're drinking or something.
So, anyways...
I don't know, I think I would take it, actually, because back then when I was training in free-to-play, it was really goddamn slow. And now with all the new, even with the new free-to-play monsters they have out to train for, I think I would take it, because it wouldn't take quite as long to get back up there. Plus, I don't have any 99, so maybe it's an easier decision for me, because I... haven't worked quite as
99s hard. Are worthless, you know. They just don't even come into the equation.
So. If I were to start again, I think I'd be more sort of motivated to get to where I was, so I would probably work at it harder and therefore get there faster.
Yeah, that's a good point, because you want to get it back, right?
Yeah, and I would know what I was doing, having done it already.
But sorry. Yeah. But you'd also have a complete party hat set, too, so...
Yeah.
Maybe. And iTunes just opened for some reason. On Windows.
Did it update itself or something?
Must have.
I disabled automatic updates.
Must have. Anyways, thank you, Jeff. Color?
Dear hosts, do you like warm weather or cold weather, and why? I like warm weather better because I can actually go outside and enjoy it, and I don't have to be wearing layers of clothing. Keep up the good work. This is from Flash.
For me, I'd say anything below 20 and above 0 is perfectly fine.
Yeah.
I like it around 10 or 15 or so, which it usually
is good.
Anyways.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I tend to like the weather here, so it's not really too cold and it's not really too warm.
But then again, I don't mind it in the winter when it goes down past, like, if it just goes down to, say, minus 20, I'm fine with that. Anything beyond minus 20 starts to become borderline. Anything beyond minus 25 with wind is too much.
See, for anyone in Victoria, anything below 10 is freezing cold here. And anything above 15 is too hot. So, yeah, those are pretty good temperatures. But the cold doesn't... I don't mind the cold. It's just... Eh. Yeah, I like...
Yeah, anything below 10 is pretty cold here as well. What were you going to say?
Oh, I wasn't going to say anything.
Oh, okay.
Go on.
Oh, I didn't even know what I was going to say, so... I think, like, around 20 is good for me. Anything sort of 15 to 20, but 20 would be ideal. Yeah.
And keep in mind, we're also talking in Celsius for all you American users out there.
Oh, yeah, right.
get out your conversion tables.
What is, yeah, that's
I think
a
it's
good
like
point.
70 or 80, or something.
No, not 80. 70. 69.
Yeah. Yeah, see, I was close, 70. As far as I'm concerned, that's close enough.
Yeah. What's your upper limit, everyone?
Like 25.
Okay,
yeah,
that's
I'd
good.
Say 20, 25 or so.
It doesn't
that's
often
good.
Get above that here, so.
Yeah, that's good.
Same with here.
That's good. I should move to one of your guys' locations. Anyways, that question was from Flash. Yeah, you know, it's like you go somewhere else completely different and everybody, like, it was, what was the temperature? One day I was like, say, oh, I don't know, like maybe 19, 18, 17 degrees in your neck of the woods, Colin, and we were given very strange looks because I had a light jacket on.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyways. Chief, next one.
Hey, Shane Color and Fairy Princess Brad number 2. Do you think it would be cool to have a DS, iPod Touch, or other touchscreen system play RS or RSC if they could fit it? Why or why not? That is question number 1. I guess I've never been that worried about those sorts of systems.
The problem you have with this is that RuneScape isn't designed to be a touch game. It's designed to be a game that uses a keyboard and a mouse. Whereas it would be kind of hard if you think about it to have a game window and a typing interface and interfaces to use all your equipment just using touch. If you think about it. Because in order to, say, teleport somewhere with your glory amulet, you have to right-click on that. So then you have to ask the question on the touch screen, how do I duplicate that feature? Do I hold it down for longer? Do I double-tap it? Or what do I do, you know?
Well, with... they actually have an option in the options menu for if you only have a one button mouse, and that's basically right click everything, so it'd probably be that, which would be a lot slower than usual,
but then
yeah,
still
it
would
kind of defeat the purpose because it'd be so awkward to use.
Yeah, I think that's the main reason why they haven't done it yet, is because the keyboard and the speed issues.
Yeah, and another thing you have to think of is their company, and they don't want to pour resources into something like that, you know? So.
Yeah.
Next part.
What funnel game do you think they will make for the iPod Touch next? I have no idea. I don't have anything to do with funnel.
Yeah, me neither.
I thought that was your neck of the woods.
No. Mine's War of Legends. It's not Funorb, though.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to see Pool. Because if you think about it... Because you could link these two iPod Touches together, right? And you could play with people like that, and it would just be intuitive, because you hold it in your hand, right? Then you take the stick, I forget, what's the stick called?
Q.
Okay, the Q. You take that, and then you drag it around. Then when you got it at the right place, you just pull it back, then let go.
you know?
Have you ever seen two people actually playing with two iPod Touches connected together, though? I've never personally seen
that. Yeah,
well, no,
true.
They're not connected together physically. They connect over the internet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what this would have to do.
Okay.
I don't know. I just like the iPod platform for that reason, that there's so much you can do with it, and that it's a unique way of doing things completely with touch, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyways, get Peek at a guest host, please. I'll work on that. I'm not making any guarantees. Those were from Dezac. What does Dez mean in French? I forget.
Some.
Yeah, some.
So some Zach.
Or of the.
Interesting.
Plural.
Wonder if he is meaning it to be that. Anyways, I'll take the last question. Your host.
<Zach's.
laughs> Will there ever be a Modern Warfare 2 gaming event? If not, then why? Maybe, maybe not. I'm not entirely sure. We're not too inclined on doing any more Xbox events because the last Xbox event, only one person showed up. And quite frankly, if nobody's going to come to Xbox events, there's no point in making them. So... Mm-hmm. The last Xbox event was publicized quite well, I think. It was the Halo event. It had mentions on the show and on the forums. And if you're on the forums and you didn't want to go to that, then, well, there's not much else we can do. We're not always going to play one game, so we just pick what's right. And if the attendance isn't up, then we won't do it. So.
And none of them seem to be very popular, unfortunately.
Yeah, so...
So either people don't have Xbox 360s or they just didn't want to come.
Yeah, one of the two. So.
If I had one, I'd come, but I just don't have one.
So. No, you want to get it on the PC instead because there's so much more you can do on the PC, you know?
Yep.
Yeah. Isn't that right, Chief?
It is right, yep.
Yep.
Right, Chief Snake? That's your full name. A snake.
Not that again.
Anyway, secondly, if you had the money to
you have to see this
buy out a major business, what business would you buy and why? Thank you, Italy for life. If I can buy out a business, I don't
Apple.
Know. No, I wouldn't buy Apple out. They could do what they want and succeed or fail on their own merits.
Canonical?
Maybe. Or maybe buy out some other form of small Linux, like a lesser known, maybe Red Hat-based Linux or something, and develop it to be actually usable, unlike Ubuntu, sort of, you know?
Buy out JEGEX?
If I had the money, sure.
I think I would. It would be interesting to see how it works and all.
Yeah, it would. That's one thing I regret, is I'm not able to take business classes because they always restrict them to business majors.
Yeah.
But that's beside the point. So, who'd you buy out, Kala?
I'm not sure. Something where I could actually make a change. I think I'd actually either buy out JAGEX, or I'd buy out the Vancouver Canucks. Hey, sports is a business. I think that would be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And to think, the owner actually does have a lot to do with what goes on, so yeah, that would be really cool. Speaking of which, I'm just going to go check the score of the game right now.
Okay.
Don't mind me.
Chief?
I don't know. I'm not that worried about it.
Okay.
I think anything you bought out would sort of turn a profit, so.
Not necessarily. I don't think so.
Oh, well. I don't know.
Anyways, that's it for questions. Thank you, everybody, for submitting your questions. If you want to send us an audio question, you can send those to questions@rsbnb.com. In there, please include your name, the question, and make sure we can hear you. And note that any text questions sent to that address get deleted. If you want to send a text question, wait until the topic is up on the forums, forums.rsbnb.com. Mm-hmm. Anyways, tech news the day everybody's been waiting for. The iPad releases today or tomorrow or yesterday or whenever you're listening to this.
Coming on
April 3rd. Yes, Saturday. And the thing is that they sold out of their 500,000 pre-orders. And now they're currently shipping on April 12th. In the U.S. at least.
No, it makes me wonder if all the negative press actually helped them.
I don't know. It's only negative from the people who are like the geeks and the Apple haters, you know?
Yeah, but, so, you know, for their demographics, they actually probably heard about it more because there was a bit of a mini uproar about it, which is what I
and
meant.
And that's perfectly fine, because it's perfectly fine for those people. I think there's a market for it, and I think it'll do well. Even if it is just a bigger iPod Touch. It's coming here to Canada in late April. So, we'll just have to wait and see on that.
Are you planning on getting one?
Definitely not version 1.
It was for a while.
Definitely not version 1. Not version 1. But,
yeah, that's
maybe a year and a bit down the road, we'll just have to see what it turns into, you know? Because if you look at the first iPhone compared to the iPhone that's out right now, iPod Touch changes, so, yeah. So, but it's worth noting, as I was saying earlier, that most of the apps that have already been pre-approved for the iPad are actually games. And media reading utilities like newspapers and stuff, so that's definitely going to be the most common use case up front, gaming and newspapers. You guys went quiet, so I assume you guys aren't interested in this. So let's just move on and talk about some April Fool's stuff that happened on the web. Anybody want to kick
things
off with
your favorite?
Yeah, I was just
looking at this. That's what was distracting me. That XKCD one looks interesting, but I didn't get to see that.
Yeah, basically what the XKCD one did is it turned the XKCD comic site into basically a terminal, which made it seem like you had root access to the site, but really all you were doing was using the command line to navigate around to the different comics. So it was a rather geeky kind of one, but yeah.
Then again, it's a geeky kind of comic, so I think it worked for them.
Yeah, it is. It is. So.
Yeah.
Google voicemail standard mode, kind of like voicemail for an old phone, expires after 14 days. Google Translate for animals. YouTube Text-P, as in all videos are displayed in ASCII text.
That was really impressive. I wish they kept that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. So. And Mike and I were looking at it, and there was this Lego video that actually looked better in Text-P than it did in 480p. So,
like, how did they even do that? It was...
There was something on Dig about it. The guy who put it together said he hacked it together in the majority of an evening. The rest of the days were just spent tweaking it.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Then there was Google Maps with 3D view. You can put some 3D glasses on and see 3D.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty funny. Somebody said that actually worked somewhat, too.
Yeah, it does, if you have the glasses and the image is fine. So.
Nothing James Cameron-esque, but it's a bit better depth of field and perspective-wise.
Yeah. Gmail dropped vowels.
Yeah. There's the one that you showed me last night.
What did I show you?
FunnyOrDie.com turned into Justin.
Oh! Die. Oh, yeah. Right. Paul showed me that one initially, actually. Okay. But enough on that guy. So, what else was there? Oh, yeah, there was nation states, conservative and liberal nation states.
I liked how Newegg started selling new eggs.
I didn't see that one. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so there you go. There's just some of the little April Fool's things that came around. And, of course, there's a little RSBNB one that we all enjoyed. Oh, yeah. My nation state became, under the conservative or the liberal nation states, it became corrupt, thieving, uneducated, fascist fundamentalists.
And under the conservative one, right-wing utopia became utopia. Whereas with mine, it was, I think the liberals won, it was fascists for the inoffensive Democrat. Oh, gosh, I can't even remember what it was.
Inoffensive centrist.
Centrist
democracy.
Centrist democracy. And for the conservative one, it was communists. So.
Yeah. And on the liberal one, corporate police state became Halliburton. If anybody knows what that is,
yeah.
I know what it is, but. Chief, do you know what Halliburton is?
No.
Defense contractor, am I right? Kala?
I can't remember. I just remember who owned it at one point.
Oh, no, they're an oil
company.
No, it's
company. It's an oil company.
Oil company.
That's what it was.
Lockheed is the defense contractor.
Yeah.
Okay. But anyways, that's enough of April Fools, so, yes. Yes. The monthly roundup on RSBNB Informer. Check out what everybody's been up to. And I don't know if you guys knew or not, but Mr. King Kala is actually an Informer person now.
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's like the Informer prefect or whatever.
Editor. I'll be the editor.
Yeah, that's what he's called officially. So... that's his role with us now. So, check out the Informer and everything about all our March articles and whatnot.
Now with updated grammar. No.
That's at informer.rsbnb.com. And on the same tune, we're also hiring two gaming writers. So if you think you want to write about games, check out that same topic on the forums with all the Informer stuff in it, and the application process is in there about what we want to be sent and all that good sorts of stuff. And it should be noted that you don't have to be a forum member. You just need to prove that you can actually be active and write good stuff. So,
and and meet deadlines.
deadlines are the most important thing of what we do here.
If you don't think you can manage that, then don't bother.
Yeah. Skill of the month, the boring summoning skill of the month ended.
Gosh.
Yeah, just look at the graph.
That was the most boring one I've seen ever.
I'm not even going to say the XPs for that one because they're practically the same as they were last week.
So. And the week before.
Yeah. But now it's April and we're doing fire making. Yes, currently Tim is winning with 2.2 million experience.
In one day.
Followed by Alex SC with 411k, then Jason with 279k.
And PFK99s with 240k.
Yes, and then a whole bunch of people without any XP at all. 36 signups, so... all the more reason to sign up to the forums and hope you can enter the May skill of the month.
Mm-hmm.
Kala, you know what time it is, don't you?
Of course I do.
Oh, God.
It's time. Isn't it only like 5 o'clock there for you?
4 o'clock. Sorry.
Oh, what time is it? It is time for Kula's pick. And my pick is goodoldgames.com. I'll send you guys a link right here. And it is a gaming website where you can purchase games I guess that would be kind of obvious, but for pretty cheap prices, $5.99 or $9.99 for, and some of them are in multi-packs as well. And they're not just old games either. There's a bunch of new ones, or relatively new ones. And a bunch of new publishers have recently signed on to them for them to release their back catalogs. Activision and Atari and Ubisoft are recent ones. And interesting to note that the Ubisoft ones do not have DRM on them. Actually, none of them have DRM on them whatsoever, digital rights management. So what you do is you sign up to an account, and when you buy the game, it goes to your account. So all you have to do is log into your account, and you can just download them all from there. And it'll give you a bunch of little goodies, too, like soundtracks or maps or manuals.
Oh, that's good.
All that sort of thing. And all for... And you can download it anywhere. And technically... there aren't any problems with downloading it. It has its own installation program, so even all the old ones that probably aren't as compatible anymore with newer versions of your operating system.
Probably running it on top of like FreeDOS or something.
Yeah, it has its own thing, so it works even though you might not know how it works. So
they don't have any Star Trek games.
No, they're only allowed to release ones that they have or agreed to publish. But they do have a bunch of them on there, so you can go check that out. And there's
Unreal
a lot of good
Tournament
games.
Unreal Tournament 2004.
Yeah.
That was a good game.
Yeah, that was a good game.
Commandos.
That's their...
This is like 1999.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, there's some from 1995 on there. There's definitely really old ones. But you'll notice that...
Interstate 76. Oh, sorry.
You'll notice that a lot of them don't have very many low user ratings. That's part of their thing, is that they want to publish not only old games, but good games. Ones that the users like, and they always get feedback on them and that sort of thing. And they get requests in from which ones they want users, which the users want to release next. So if you just post on the forums or whatever there, they actually listen to you, which is nice.
Oh, yeah.
Duke Nukem 3D.
The website is really impressive.
Yeah, it is. It actually,
they actually put a lot of effort into it.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. It's really quite nice site.
What's the site's name?
GOG.com. GOG.com.
Well, what does it stand for?
Good Old Games.
Okay, they should say that somewhere then.
They do somewhere.
Yes. So GOG.com, good old games. Okay, then. What you been doing?
What have I been doing? Not too much.
You.
Not too much recently. Just finishing up school here. I've got a bunch of essays due next week, and then after that's exam week. And then I'm done, so that's nice.
Yay!
RuneScape? Nothing, except I logged in to do the Easter event.
Yeah, it's exactly the same for me.
And
during the show, my bad.
I've been playing War of Legends, though. That's always fun. Leveling up and a good alliance. You can meet a lot of friends there, and that's an interesting game. So,
okay.
That's what I've been doing.
Chief!
Yeah, that's about all I've been doing. My school finished last week, so I'm on holiday. Well, this week, so I'm on holiday now for 2 weeks.
Yay!
But it's really not going to be much of a holiday, because I have so much work to do.
Yay!
Yeah, that's about where I'm at. I haven't done anything on RuneScape, except the Easter event.
Okay.
Yep.
Nothing else?
Nope. Say two.
Okay. For me, I've just been fishing and, working on the school project. And this coming week is the last week of classes. So, take that for what it's worth. That's pretty much it. I know we're boring this week, but that's the way it goes. So, I don't know. Anybody else have anything they want to talk about?
I haven't lost power yet.
Oh, good. That's good. Anyways. Well, then, we'll just say that's been RSBNB Update 250 for King Kala.
Goodbye, everyone.
Chief Snake.
Goodbye.
And Trekkie, who was supposed to be here but was limited by technical difficulties. Goodbye, everyone.